Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to continue in our sugya. Last time we learned last week, we saw that there's a question on Rav Nachman's shita. Rav Nachman is the shita who holds the idea of nolad. Right, Muksa. Trying to figure out what's the basis of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So he says, it's very simple. It's all a matter of Muksa. Muksa or nolad. And he lines up the equation, right? We have to line up Shabbos, we have to line up Yom Tov. That's what he. But then the question, the Gemara said, well, if that's true, the Mishnah should have told us, at least, don't just tell me about the Beitza, so talk about the mother. In which case, the language perhaps should have been Targon Hamelda, but he obeys us. Why is it the Mishnah doesn't tell us he obeys us? Why just focusing on the Beitza? You could also offer me a tremendous chiddush also by telling me about the mother, meaning that even the mother is either to say that the mother is usher. That's not such a big chiddush, because obviously the bigger chiddush by saying that the mother is the fact that it's nolad and that we say that it's okay. Is the bigger chiddush that I understand, but nonetheless, you should have still told us when it comes to telling me of the when it comes to Beis Hillel, who tells me that it's aser. It's a bigger chiddush to say that even the mother is aser. The egg being aser, that's not a big chiddush. After all, okay, it's nola. That can be quite serious. But even the mother is aser as well. So what we said was okay. Maybe you want to say kochta tiradi. If you want to say, it's better to say heter, which would be just tell me the egg is mutter. After all, the egg is mutter. That's no law, yet that is still permissible. Nonetheless, why wouldn't you just add that extra word? It doesn't seem to matter so much. And that's what the niflug b'tarvayhu, the Gemara says, the Mishnah should have said tarnagos hamasadol beitzim hiu beisasa. But Shama would say techel, and Hila would say lo techel. So the fact that you're just adding in another word to teach you another din, the Gemara feels that should not be such a stretch. Add in the extra word. Tell me as well about hiu beitzasa. Tell me as well about the actual mother and the egg. Don't just focus on the egg. And therefore, maybe this Mishnah is really not talking about the idea of an issue of muksa, because if it would have been, it would have had more words contained in our Mishnah. So therefore, maybe this Mishnah is with another issue. And what is that issue? That's today's topic. Ella comes on the Gemara. That's, we did all that last week. Ella, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, no, we're talking about a new case. What is our Mishnah talking about? The Olam B'Tarnagolas HaMedas L'Chila. Let's go back to our original discussion. The original Gemara was debating what to do. What is the status of this chicken? Is it a Medagadol Beitzim or is it L'Chila? El Maraba. Right? So today is Elamar Rabba. Rabba says, let's go through this. Here we go. La'olam, what are we talking about? A case? We're talking about a case where Tornagolas Mes L'Chila. So what? We've designated this chicken to? To be eaten.
Everything should be yolk.
Right? So therefore, is there an issue of muksa? No. Is the egg permitted? Remember our opening line in our Gemara? If it's omedet l'achila, is there any issue with the egg? No. Why?
It's also for
eating. Remember the language of our Gemara, right? It's just an extension, right? So everyone agrees. They say la, but shama, no problem. Okay, so what's the problem then? What's the problem? Okay, I'll tell you what the problem is. B'yom tov shechal b'yosachar Shabbos eskinu. We're talking about a case where Yom Tov falls after Shabbos. Or better, I should say, in a case where Yom Tov falls after Shabbos. Meaning it's called Sunday, which is this year Shavuos. This year Shavuos is Sunday, Monday. But forget Monday, because that's Yom Tov Sheni, so it's Sunday. Right? Okay. So we're talking about a case, again, what's the reason why Hillel says it's forbidden to eat the egg? The answer is because, Mishum, what? Here we go, Hachana. Says our Gemara, what's the issue? I'll tell you what the issue is. The issue is something called the Hachana. Now, literally translated, what mazel l'achin b'ivrid?
prepare.
To prepare. So something about preparation, right? We'll come back to that. The kasava, rabba, rabba holds called beitza demisyalda ha'idna. Anytime you have an egg which is hatched today, esmo garmala. When was it like?
Hatched or like came out from the chicken today.
Came out from the chicken, right? Laid. Anytime you have an egg that was laid, when was it prepared?
Yesterday.
Now, what was yesterday?
Shabbos.
Hold on. Well, let's just finish this flow in the Gemara, then we'll come back and be like, what is going on here? Okay. The Rabba Latime, and this is Rabba Shita, that what? The Amar Rabba, my Dichsiv, Rabba holds that what? Vayaba Yom HaShishi, Chiras Asher Yavil. Okay, so what's the context there? That's a kind of man. And what happened with this man? It fell on Friday. V'chinu. Here's the word v'chinu review. What does that mean? What do we see from here?
That you should prepare everything on.
That, was it, right? Why couldn't the man fall on? You have to prepare. You can't have the man come on Friday. You have to be prepared.
I thought it was about like just them gathering. Like I saw this,
right? Right. You think she's gathering? No, we don't even want. Excuse me. This is not referring to Achana B'Yadai, meaning, how come? Okay, let's go. We'll ask questions inside. Let's just run. You'll see why. So again, Rabbi Yomashi Vichin's review, and it came on Friday, and they didn't prepare what they were given. You could say, Chol Meichin Shabbos, a weekday prayers for Shabbos, i.e., Friday, Chol Meichin Yom Tov, a weekday can prepare for Yom Tov. However, Ein. Yom Tov Mechin Shabbos. Yom Tov cannot prepare for Shabbos. And Shabbos, in Shabbos, Mechin Ali Yom Tov. And Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. Okay. So we need to figure out, thank you so much. We need to figure out what in the world is going on here. Okay? But that's the end of this memra of Rabbah. So again, Rabbah holds, what are we talking about? Why is this egg forbidden? Something about Hachana. Where is he learning from? This pasuk dealing with man. What does this mean? That you can't have a weekday. You can only have weekday prayer for Shabbos. You can't have a day of Kodesh prepare for the following day. Now, that being said, even in Yom Tov, in Shabbos, even. Which is,
but then how does he learn that you cannot prepare for Shabbos on Yom Tov?
Yeah, so he's making a deal in this pasuk. So let's go through this. What happened? So the man fell. When did this man? Why can't man fall on Shabbos day? The answer is because when is man prepared? I guess that's an hour before. I don't know what to tell you. Right? Meaning, if the man were to fall,
when is Hashem prepared the man?
By the way, this is an amazing thing. This achana. Who's doing this achana? Is a human being doing the Sachana? No.
In the Pasuk it is.
Who's doing the Sachana? No, careful. Who's doing the Sachana in the Pasuk?
Doesn't the Pasuk say that people made it into bread and ate it?
No, that's later. Eidasher Bashe, Bashe, we're not there. Look at this Pasuk that he's quoting. Who is preparing the man?
Isn't it the people who are bringing it inside, they're also ones who prepare it, right? Elkinot the Shrevi, you should prepare what you guys brought.
Prepare what you're going to bring. So, is this referring to baking and cooking?
Yeah.
Go get a chumash, please. Baking and cooking is quoted many psukim later.
Whatever chumash you want, any chumash.
I don't know.
It says v'heichinu, they prepared, isn't it? Yeah, they prepared that which they brought.
Right. So,
it's not referring to Hashem.
Yeah, not referring to Hashem. What type of preparation is it for the people? So right. You have five, cooking and baking, right?
Right, but that comes up later.
That was the Gemara saying. The Gemara seems to suggest something different. Look at this. And we'll see Rashi in a second. So let me read you that passage of the Chana is over here. Here. So in Tetzayin Hey, it says Vayabli Amashishi Vechenishavu Vayam Mishne Al Asher Yizdu Yom Yom. So the Torah says on Friday they prepared. So what does prepared mean? Why are they preparing? So it can't be baking and cooking because baking and cooking is written later.
But
so right, yeah, sorry.
That this is the this is the prelude, and this is the one that actually happens now.
Okay, so that could be because of the Gemara's learning. Yeah. And what's how is it the Gemara's learning this almost said completely different? There are two different stages. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Here." V'chinu. You see, it says Rashi V'chinu. We'll go back to the previous Rashi in a second. V'chinu. V'zminu. What does V'zminu mean? They set aside, designated, hazmana. They intended, right? So this is not physical baking or cooking. This is some type of, either they said it or they intended, right? Rashi. Kigon mikani ochel machar. What did they say? From this, I'm eating tomorrow. See, this man that fell on Friday, v'chinu edesh reviyu. They said, oh, this, they're preparing, they're designating this food for tomorrow. Oh, imishum achana b'yadayim. Maybe it's referring to actually achana b'yadayim. Meaning, v'lo mar shigafu, v'yavashin b'yadayim. Maybe it's about cooking or baking. No, why? Because behedrek siv eis asher tafufu. But later it tells me what they baked, they baked. So what's this achana? Elaz mana bepekamar. So you could read it that pasuk is describing what's happening later. That's not how it's being learned by the Gemara. No, it's a Russian understanding. The Russian is saying echiru teshu yaviu is some type of verbiage, some type of verbalizing what they're going to use and not use. And then, oh, you want to know what also did they do? They also baked and cooked, but their two things are not the same.
So you're saying that they cooked it on that same day that they gathered?
So again, yes, on that Friday, but there was a prelude. The prelude was that they designated. Right. Hazmana. And he says, Vechsheva Rachmana Lesuda Shabbos, She Yazmina Mibod Yom Vachol. You need it on a weekday to say, this food is going to be my Shabbos food. So, now, if they designate, so again, what we see from here, you're not allowed to designate, right? In Shabbos, Mechin L'chol. In Yom Tov, Mechin L'Shabbos. But, sorry, you're not allowed in Yom Tov Mechin the Shabbos, Vein Shabbos Mechin Yom Tov. But what can it be? Yom Chol. So when are you allowed to designate only on a weekday? Now here's what's fascinating. What is Rabbah learning from here? Just like by the man, why did God have the man fall on Shabbos day? Why not? Who's preparing that man? So again, the people designated it, but they were. God is quote unquote making this man on Shabbos. No good. No good. You need to, in order for me, a human, to eat that man, I need to have designated it on a weekday. So therefore, if God produces it on Shabbos, I can't designate it on a weekday because it wasn't round. And therefore, what's the issue with this egg? When could I on a Sunday be able to eat this egg? I can't. Because when was it prepared? When was it mechin? It was mechin on a Shabbos. And in Shabbos, mechin the Yom Tov. I couldn't designate it. God, quote-unquote, produced this egg on Shabbos. I can't designate it then because it's a technicality. Because it's Shabbos, how can I designate egg on Shabbos? It doesn't really, right? It's almost like it's made on Shabbos, so to speak, but there's a lack of it. It's not muchan, needs to be ready, and I need, as a human, to designate it. Since I couldn't do that because yesterday was Shabbos, I can't eat this egg when it was laid today, which is Sunday.
But you can make it on Shabbos or Shabbos?
No.
You don't have to be there? No. But then, like, do we say this is a Beit Sanol of Yom Tov on Yom Tov?
So again, it's a Beit Sanol on Yom Tov. It is, but what's the issue? Yesterday it was prepared,
right? Because that's only Mechin the day before it was laid.
No, I don't think anyone would prepare on Shabbos that the egg should that the egg that the chicken lays would be eaten on the next day.
So here's the question. Oh, you mean biologically it's wrong?
No, I'm not saying biologically. I'm just saying, like, what Jewish farmer would say, okay, I designate, you know, that the eggs that are, you know, created on Shabbos, I'm going to eat on Sunday. Like, isn't it going to be that they'll just take eggs, like, whenever that they come out? Like, they're not designating.
Yeah, so, it could, again, that's possible, but since it was prepared, since it was completed, since it was brought into this, it was ready to go. Before it was actually laid on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Because why? Mm-hmm. It's a violation of Echiru as Asher Yaviu. Echiru as Asher Yaviu teaches us that Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov. Since this egg, which was laid today, is essentially telling me that yesterday it was prepared. And I'm not allowed to prepare Yom Tov for Shabbos.
Wait, so the Chana is the person thinking about the egg?
The Chana is progressive of me, right? Achanah de Rabbah was that, remember what Bnei Yisrael needed to prepare, v'chinu, it's a plural.
Right, so it's the people
needed to make some type of stipulation, that i.e. the month that's falling on Friday, they're going to use over Shabbos. Mm. They're designated, and can they do that? I couldn't do that the day before, because it was Yom Tov. I have a Shabbos, sorry. And therefore, it's now Sunday, which is first day Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to eat the say because it was Muchan yesterday. And I couldn't designate it.
And you can't do it today. Or you also can't do it today.
And I... Well, no. So if it was just a Yom Tov... So
if it was just Yom Tov,
it appears... It appears... let's say it's just a regular Yom Tov. So then you could eat it today.
Because
it was prepared yesterday.
Right. But if you...
The one I was going to say... Well, I'll give you a sneak peek that... It's only a major issue when it's Yom Tov Shachar Shabbos, but we'll always usher the egg. Why? Gzeira. Mm-hmm. I'll probably throw butter.
Is this the same by Chol? Like you can't take it. You can't if an egg is laid on Sunday. You can't even if it's not Yom Tov. You can't.
No problem.
Why isn't there a problem?
What do you mean? If it was laid on the month.
If it's not Yom Tov after Shabbos, if it's Chol after Shabbos. What's the difference then?
Wait, you mean on a regular Sunday, am I allowed to take the egg?
Yeah. All right. So, like, yeah. What is it about Shabbos, or what is it about Yom Tov?
Right. So you're saying, why
can't you make it today, right?
So I guess even if it's late today, which is Sunday. So yes, it was prepared yesterday. But since it's now here, I guess I could. Well, it's Yom Chol, so I can't eat on Yom Chol. I'm allowed to eat an egg on Yom Chol. You're going to say, well, it's Muchan yesterday, we have this Misr today, because it's regular weekday. Regular weekday, you can do whatever you want with food. Mm-hmm. Right? Meaning, it's only an issue you can't designate on Shabbos for Yom Tov, or Yom Tov for Shabbos. But if it's the Yom Chol today, I can take an egg on a Sunday. Oh, you wanted to tell me yesterday it was prepared. Okay, but today I can... It was prepared yesterday, but today I can I guess, I don't know if that's the right word to use, re-prepare it, or just eat it.
Then on Yontif, you can re-prepare it for Yontif.
Sorry?
On Yontif, you can't say, I'm going to prepare it today.
Right. That's a problem. Well, right.
for saying.
Oh, you're going to say you should be able to because until you could eat.
Right, I'm saying if.
So, in Echanami, you should be allowed to. In Echanami, the Gemara is going to say you should be allowed to because until you could eat. So, you should be allowed to do it today. Oh, yesterday was a weekday. You should be able to eat.
No,
today.
Say if it was until on Sunday, even. If we're saying that on Sunday, on regular Sunday, you could redesignate it. So, it's like designated today. Then it's okay. Right? Then the same thing should be applying Yom Tov, that you should designate it on Yom Tov.
So it must be that there's an issue on Yom Tov, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
You'll see why. Right? Right. Somehow you need to be mazmin. You have to designate what you're going to eat on a weekday, what you're going to eat on Shabbos. Right? Ikan and Yochel b'Shabbos. This is him eating on Shabbos. Now, let's go to the other Rashis for a second. Please go up for a second. You see that? Right before. The brush, right before the, well, two brushes from what we did before. Va'af ogav d'idei shemaim hu aser. What? D'idei shemaim, right? It's not b'idei adam, it's b'idei shemaim. D'be'idin an kol suzo shabbos hos yom to shum mizumanos mukhanos vir yom shachol. We see from here that all meals for Shabbos or for Yom Tov have to be designated beforehand. You're okay. Going to tell me, wait a second, but I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Not the same thing. On Yom Tov, I'm saying, you see that cow that's alive and well? I'm good. That is my meal. But I've designated it before. So I'm allowed to shecht it. But you follow? I've designated in my mind that's going to be a su'udas Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake, by the way, you're allowed to bake matzah, also shem mitzvah, at the Seder. I don't recommend this, but some people I know, you know, build themselves. I have a friend of mine who's very handy. He actually opened up a bakery in Efrat, and he is very big into doing this. At the night of Pesach, at the Seder, he goes out before matzah, and he bakes himself fresh matzah for the Seder. Very super duper risky.
Yeah, wow.
Because if you mess up and it's not good and this and that, you're over on potentially chametz. Okay, you know what he was doing? A special matzah oven, a small mini one that he made. He practiced, you know what he was doing? He practiced it during the year. He made himself matzah shemitzvah, hot, kosher, lepesach, handmade shmur matzah for the Seder. Fresh. That's pretty crazy, no? That's what he used to do. That's very gutsy. I mean, you have to understand who this guy is. He's that type of guy. Right? He was one of these guys who couldn't sit. He was in Kolo for many years, but he couldn't sit long enough to learn. Because he was always like, he wanted to like do things. So, fascinating guy. Very fascinating guy. So that's what he used to do. You know, he practiced it, because if it's chametz, it's the rice. So if you mess it, you're literally playing with fire, literally. But okay, that's what he did. He practiced. So, why? That's not a violation of echin shaviyu because he designated it. I mean, he designated his flour, his water, his whatever before Yom Tov, right? So it's true that he might not have. The matzah didn't exist. He wasn't making the matzah, but he's making the greens of the matzah, and that's sufficient. So that's what we're not. That's what Rashi's saying here, right? That all the meals of Shas and Yom Tov has a mizumanot umuchra mivashachol. Prepared, ready, designated. I'm using my. This is my flour. This is my water. This is my whatever.
So if you like suddenly discover that you had, you know,
a jar of very good question. Patients. Right. It's hard to imagine it. Right. How far do we take this?
Right.
Right. Did I think I was going to serve pickles in my meal? Well, no, because I only found them in when I was looking for my milk in the basement, I found this jar of pickles that was in the back. Oh, I feel like pickles for lunch. Was that mezumenot mukhanot bar yom? Like, you have to argue that whatever's in your fridge and food is in your house is kind of mezumenot mukhanot. Yeah. Now, was this egg in your house? This egg couldn't have been in your house. It didn't really exist.
It was in your chicken, though.
What?
It was in your chicken.
Right. That's a very interesting question. It was in your chicken. We'll see you in a second. But the Gemara's going to ask that question, too. Very good. Very good. Excellent question. Hold on. So I guess whatever I have in my house, whatever you have in your house, it's kind of mezumenot mukhanot, according to Rashi. So it's much more, it's not literally like, right? And again, I use the example of matzah, right? I can so bake matzah on Pesach. I can so shecht an animal on Yom Tov. But again, that's still mezumenot mukhanot. What would be an example of someone who's not? I'll give you an example. Are you ready? Let's say a stray, again, it's not going to happen in Toronto. Let's say a straight chicken, no siman, no nothing, flies in to your backyard and lands there in your coop. You might have maybe mezumenot mukhanot. Maybe you can't use it because when Yom Tov started, it was even there. It was out in the field somewhere. Maybe that'd be an example of how could you nibor yom that didn't exist. So maybe that'd be an example where we have to say it's usher. Even Beis Shammah would say it's usher. Right? So, and remember, we're talking about Tarnagolas, which is raised for eating. Excuse me. Right? That's the Bechidosh. Remember, this chicken is designated to be eaten. But since the egg was not, the egg was being prepared, the egg was being arranged on a Shabbos, how could you eat it on a Yom Tov?
If it was a egg-laying chicken, it would also be a problem, right?
That's for sure.
Right, so this is even a...
Even!
A food chicken.
Right. Right, you're a food chicken. That's a bigger chiddush, which is why that's what we're talking about. Right?
Right.
You would think that should be fine. After all, the egg-laying chicken is just, no, it's not fine. Okay? Now... Okay, go down to Ve'ein Yom Tov Mechin the Shabbos Rashi. Every one of these Rashi is huge. Okay. In Yom Tov Mechin the Shabbos. Ve Yom Tov Nami Kari Shabbos. How do we know the Yom Tov is called Shabbos?
Shabbaton.
Good. How about that? You're right, I do know that.
Came up from Rashi this week. Shabbat Shabbaton.
Shabbat Shabbaton, very good. The pasuk tells us, "V'yom Rishon Shabbaton." In Parshas Emor, we is identified as a sukkah. The first is a Shabbaton. So, it's like Yom Tov, it's like Shabbos. Okay. So too, Yom Tov requires preparation from a weekday. Aval, here we go. Sudas choloi chashiva. Weekday meal is not chashiv. V'lo shaycha be'azman. Doesn't it prepare? Doesn't need designation? It's just a weekday meal. Hilkach be'echad b'Shabbos, ba'alma, meaning on Sunday. Leislat, this is what you said, right? Leislat the meisir beats the shonda above. You might think, wait a second. The egg that I'm eating on Sunday, when was it prepared?
On Shabbos.
No problem. Because eating a food on Shabbos, on Sunday is not chashuv. Mishum de iskan b'deshamayim. You might think it should be forbidden because it was Iskan. It was like Metakin on in heaven, right? By God on Shabbos. You don't need to prepare your weekday meal from the day before. Shechas bay muksa. Because there's no such thing as a muksa.
First thing is mana is a...
Wow! Has mana almost is like a muksa thing.
Right, but it seems to be deraisa, so like...
Very good.
Rachmana didn't need
you. That's right. Yeah. That's where, by the way, Rashi holds there. Look at Rashi. The time of Damar Rabbah is Mpsachim. The Yalef Mahacha de Muksa Doraisa. According to Rabbah, Muksa is Doraisa. So this is a... So it's again... It's not a Nolad type of a... It's kind of like a Nolad, but not really like a Nolad. It's a Muksa Doraisa, but it's like a Muksa of Azmana. Like, it's a very... It's packaged a little differently.
Nolad is the... It's the reason why you couldn't be making it, right? Because it was only Noah now.
Because only Noah now.
Therefore, you couldn't, on Shabbos, you couldn't make it.
Right. Before. So this is like, so according to this, this Shita, which is called this is famous, so the Chana de Rabbah. A Chana de Rabbah seems to imply that the Kata couldn't designate it from before Yom Tov or before Shabbos, because it was a Tudair. Therefore, it's almost like it's like a muksa type of a thing, a muksa type of a status, but not just direct. This is a muksa de oraisa, very serious type of muksa. That's the shita of Rabbah. Okay.
He holds that all Rabbah holds all muksas de oraisa are just.
No, can't be all muksas. This type of muksas de oraisa. Yeah, no, can't be. Remember, we said our muksas are equally. We even listed them, right? So we would say the lower ones. That even we said that by in our havmin, we said base. Hill, there's no muksa. We didn't mean all muksas.
Those are all the rabbanans.
These type muksas are the Torah, and that is you couldn't have. Wasn't prepared. It wasn't even in existence in the world when Shabbos or Yom Tov began. You couldn't designate it. You couldn't intend it to eat it or partake in it whatsoever. And therefore, awesome. Okay. Asks our Gemara. So Abaye pipes up and asks Rabbi the following question. Stop. Ella miata. Meaning. You want to tell me why the entire machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is all about hazmana, right? Barachana, hazmana. B'yom tov ba'oma tishterei. So then, on a regular yom tov, it should be permissible. Why? Because when was it prepared?
Day
before yom tov. So then, don't, right? Answer, Gzera Mishum, Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. Shabbos Talma Tishterei, Gzera Mishum Shabbos, Shachar Yom Tov. So if we're all worried about the day before, and on the day before we need to prepare, okay? So then in a regular Shabbos, a regular Yom Tov, it should be permissible. But what does our Mishnah say? Is our Mishnah to clarify the case? Our Mishnah says, Beitza Shinolda Be... If it was only an issue of Yom Tov Achar Shabbos, our Mishnah should have said Beitza Shinodav Be Yom Tov Shel Achar Shabbos. What's the answer?
We don't
have people
confused.
So they're always us there. Zero. So the Raisa is only us or this year Shavuos, which is Sunday.
Right.
The Rabbanan every Yom Tov. Why? Gzera Mishum Yom Tov Shalachar Shabbos. Muksa Daraisa. And it needs to be prepared and designated before Yom Tov. It can't be because it's a Shabbos. Therefore, it's Asur Min HaTorah to eat on Sunday. Oh, what about a regular Yom Tov day? Not a problem because prepared beforehand. The answer, it is a problem. Gzera de Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan? Gzera atu.
That's not the case of the egg, though, because the egg is prepared yesterday, right?
But if I want to eat this chicken, on Yom Tov, not a problem. It's designated. What do you mean? It's my coop. Right. It's, remember it. Remember what we said. This is a tanagolas homedes lachila. So if it's homedes lachila, it is musman. It's mechin from 2 days ago already, right? On Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. It's in my coop. It's been in my coop for a week or whatever. I don't know how it works. Like, do you do like separate, like ones you're going to eat sooner? Do you like move it to a different coop? I'm not sure.
Feed them a little more.
Well, like fatten up, don't have them walk around as much. Right? I don't know how. I don't know. I don't really know how these things work.
Yeah, it's best not.
What?
It's best not looking to these things. You know?
Yeah.
It's posters on the subway.
Well, I know they don't want chickens to walk around so much.
Sure.
Yeah. So skinnier. Yeah. I'm going to fatten them up. This way they have more flesh on them. So. Okay, any rushes here?
Is this referring to the brand
of Yom? When it says where Gozer Shabbos because of Shabbos is after Yom Tov.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Gozer eating raw, like have, what would we do with egg on Shabbos? Just have it raw?
Who's that?
What would you do with egg on Shabbos anyways?
Is it really late on Shabbos?
No, if it's Shabbos is after Yom Tov, right?
If Shabbos have Yom Tov, yes, you couldn't eat it.
Well, what would
because in Yom Tov making the Shabbos.
Right, but what would you do with the raw eggs? I guess you can't cook anyways. I'm confused.
Oh.
Eat it.
So you asked a very good question. Well, I mean, of course, but if you can't do anything with it, you can't cook it. So they used to eat raw eggs those days.
Right, it's Rocky style. Okay. So raw eggs aren't
cooked. Could you eat an egg even without moving it? Stick a straw and just drink it?
I mean, why can't you move it? If you could. If you
what was
could,
that?
Why can't you move it? So you could
eat it. Oh, because again, muksa.
Oh, if it's achar, if it's no other negative.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know, it sounds tough.
So what's the straw question for then?
I'll just suck it up. So there's having me to think that way a second. Maybe if I can't move muksa, you can't move.
Yeah.
Maybe that can still consume it without moving it. It's very hard to do.
Isn't there Isra Chil on muksa? Right, that one's.
Not so simple. Might be permissible. It's a chiddush to say that you can't eat it. Because what's havmina? I just can't move it. The answer is, why does the Mishnah say lo techel? Just so you can't move it. The answer is, you might have thought that it would be permissible to eat without moving. That's why it says lo techel. Lo seachel, I should say. This way, not only can you not move it, but you can't even eat it.
Like you can't move it as in like you can't move it three tefachim from where it is.
Can't move it at all. Like really need kara din. Why can't you lean on your car on Shabbos?
You
can't. Probably could. You're not moving your car.
Yeah.
There's your like a small little, I don't know what.
Just a crock pot, yeah.
If you lean on most cars, they don't move, right?
Yeah.
Because you jump it, if you jump it down the hood, it causes it to move. But generally speaking, you're not really going to do very much to a car. So you can do that to move, right? So you can touch muksa. So you can move muksa. So that's what it appears to be here, is that we're talking about a case where wouldn't be allowed to move it. Okay, we're not done. Let's finish up these next few lines. Okay. Ask the Gemara, what is going on here? Omega's renowned. What? We're going to make such a gzeira? This is, seems to be a very, what's what I'm looking for? Expansive gzeira, right? V'hatanya ashochet eser tanagolas. U'matzeh ba'beitzin gemuros. Mutaros lachlam b'yom tov. There's a brisa that says the following. If I shech the chicken on Yom Tov, and I see an egg inside, I'm allowed to eat it. What? Why would you be allowed to eat an egg? You should say what?
No, because you'd have to prepare the other.
That we'd say, again, we're questioning this gzera. It appears to be, why is there a gzera that the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, the day before was just regular day. What do we say? The problem is gzera because of Yom Tov, Shalach Har Shabbos. But the Brisa says, you shecht, you find an egg, you eat the egg. Why do you eat the egg? Meaning, how come we use the egg if it's inside? Hey, why don't we say, oh, the egg that's inside, gzera of beitza shenold alachar Shabbos. And we see here, you shechta a chicken, you're allowed to eat the egg. How come you're allowed to eat the egg? You should say, you're not allowed to eat the egg. There's a gzera. So why are you telling me that there's a gzera? That's the Gemara's question. Mi gezrinan, we're making a gzera? But you're allowed to eat the egg. When can you eat this egg? When it's part of the chicken? Answers the Gemara, no. If you want to tell me of gzera, we should have said, if there's a gzera, you can't eat the eggs, include the gzera on this egg that's inside the mommy. Why are you not including the egg that's inside mommy? You should say, what? The egg is inside. What's it? Again, once you're making gzera on the egg, what if it's inside mommy or if it's late? You should say, the gzera on the egg is on the egg. You should never be able to eat an egg, whether it was late or inside mommy. Because remember, this is tarnagola, so medes le achila. So what, if making gzera on the egg, make gzera on the egg. The answer is the Gemara. Amar le beits in gemuras me'ima. To actually shecht mommy and to find a full-fledged egg, literally on the cusp of being laid, milta d'lo shichihi. It's one in a million. It's lo shichiach. It's not common. Milta d'lo shichihi lo gazru barabai. We have a principle. We know something which is not common. Chazal never made gzera. And therefore, they never made gzera when they found the beitza that was inside mommy. They only made gzera on an egg that was outside mommy, i.e. that was laid.
Does that mean that if someone does intend actually to shecht the chicken with the intent that if there's an egg inside, I'm gonna have it?
No problem.
It's a problem.
No problem. That's the problem. Because it's the price. The price says if you shecht the chicken, you find an egg inside, you're not eating. Oh, what about the gzera of beitza shenold b'yom tov? It's a mishnah. And we see the chachamim made a gzera. Gzera of yom tov. Gzeratu because of Shabbos, of Yom Tov Shachar Shabbos. The answer is, it's fine. Because it's so low shachiach. It's so uncommon to shech the chicken and to literally see an egg almost fully developed, ready to be laid any moment. So rare. There's no gzera, you can eat it, the egg. There's a very, very long Rashi here that I really like. Let's do this Rashi. Second line, me gives me the second line, in the bottom bulge of Rashi. Everyone with me, yeah? Fine, me gives me Umi es mor rabbanon bebeitza lemigzar hetira mishum isura. Right? Should the rabbis make such a gzera on the egg? Right? Because of the issue, should they really make such a gzera? Right? Should the gzera really be enacted? Migazrina? Meaning, do we say that we should make a gzera on this egg? Because the Isser of Sunday, meaning because it's Sunday, i.e. when Shabbos was the day prior, maybe this is considered a gzera l'gzera. Okay, what are the two gzeras? We'll explain. So, when the egg is laid on their day, what's the reason why it's aser? It's only aser because gzera diyom tolach Shabbos. The egg is only aser because of gzera derabana. So where is this gzera to gzera?
There are bingos on the unlaid ones.
What?
Bingos on the unlaid ones. Unlaid ones only aser.
Right. So I mean, why is the Gemara even asking this question? What a silly havmina. I mean, again, if we have a rule, we only make one, we don't make a gzera on another gzera. Once you have a gzera, it's over. Is this considered a double gzera? Meaning, Xera, to, we're not going to allow the egg on a Sunday because of, sorry, we're not going to allow an egg on a Tuesday because of maybe it's a Sunday, i.e. Yom Tov Shalachar Shabbos. On a regular Yom Tov, we won't allow it. And then the question is, well, what about a Beitza, which is inside? Well, that's two stages away. You follow? Because it's one stage away that it's like a regular egg, and one stage away, okay, we're worried about Lachar Shabbos. So why would we think that it's even necessary to do?
So it was already making yesterday. We said eggs are delayed today.
They're making yesterday.
So this one was, well, which is going to be late, it wasn't making yesterday. Right?
It's also making yesterday. Right.
Therefore, it's the same case.
Ah. So you just want to say it's the same, both of them are the same case. So yeah. It's not zero and zero. I mean, Rashi didn't basically say that too. So the answer the Gemara seems to say is lo shechiach. That the idea, I think it's very simple what you're saying. It's really all part of the same Xera. Meaning, what would be the same Xera? The same Xera is, I don't look at it, it's a technicality inside its mother. I look at it as, when was it prepared? It was yesterday. Let's say there's no real difference if it's late today or if it happened to exist inside the mother. In both cases, I'm eating an egg. How would I be allowed to eat the egg today when I wouldn't be able to? How would I be able to eat the egg today? After all, isn't there a zero? You can't eat eggs at all in Yom Tov. Why can't you eat at all? Because of Mishum Yom Tov Shalachar Shabbos. So therefore, I shouldn't be able to eat the egg. Doesn't matter where the egg is found, inside the mother or if it's hatched. It appears that's the same Zera. That appears to be what's going on. Okay? It appears what Rashi seems to say. So, no, it's really the exact same Zera. However, we're going to dispense this egg and allow you to eat it because it's a little shechiach. And therefore, it's not part of the original Xera. Even though you could argue that it should be, because I care about the egg, the answer is no. It's funny, he doesn't say, and this is what I would have said, I'll tell you why you can eat the egg. Elchadafra. But it's funny, he doesn't say, I would have thought, something very different, I would have thought that why can't you eat the egg? Just say the egg is part of the mother. But I guess because it's a full completed egg, you can't argue that. Because I'll tell you why you can't argue that. Because we don't argue that regularly. Meaning, let me explain. We're talking about a chicken that was designated to be eaten. And we're saying the egg is us. Why don't we just say the egg is an extension of the mother? What's the difference if it's late or not? The answer is no. We see it as a separate entity. It's seen as, once it's fully formed, it's a separate entity. So why does it matter if it's fully formed as a separate entity outside the mother, inside the mother? It appears it's a separate entity. And the Brisa therefore says you're allowed, when you shecht it and you find the egg, you can eat it. Why wouldn't you be allowed to eat it? Does it say if you shecht the mother you can't eat the wing? Yeah, you can't eat the pokey? Of course you eat the pokey. But for whatever reason, the fact that it's identifying the egg as a separate entity is telling me that it's a separate entity. So how am I allowed to eat it? The answer is, I'm allowed to eat it. Why? What about our Xera? Because the Xera is not included in such a far out case where it's full. That's what I'm trying to tease out here. Is that I want you to see from here that we can't look at the egg as part of the mother. If the egg is part of the mother, there's nothing to talk about. There's no discussion. So it clearly has to be seen as a fully formed egg as a separate entity. And that doesn't matter if it's inside the mommy or outside the mommy. Oh, so how come you're allowed to have it? So why can't you have it outside the mommy? You can't have it outside the mommy. Zero. Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. What about inside the mommy? Should also be Aser. The answer is Lo Shechiach. No Zero. Now, the second half of Rashi, which... Okay, let's start it. Let's see if we can actually fit in a couple minutes. Because this is a methodology, Rashi. The second half. Ain goes in gzera l'gzera. Mahaikra. Where do we know you can't do gzera l'gzera? I mean, we took that for granted. The Gemara assumes can't make gzera l'gzera. Why not? Why can't make gzera and gzera? Why not? Let's just make gzera all day long. The answer is no. There's a principle here. We learn from a pasuk. Nafka ushmartim ishmarti asum ishmeret. Put a guard, a safeguard around my mitzvos. Klomar gzera mishmarti l'torati. Put a gzera. Protect my statutes. Shalom mishmeres the mishmeres. Shalom yasu gzera gzera. You're not allowed to make a gzera on a gzera. You can make a gzera on mishmarti, on my mitzvos, but don't make a gzera on a gzera. Ve'in yom tov meichin lechavira lo gersinan b'milcha d'rabba, d'milcha d'rabba. Haikra ka darish shnei yam yom tzufim b'tora lo ashkechan d'misfeka v'izun. Okay, so what about yom tov sheni? Yom tov sheni, it's less of an issue. Right? Because, again, if it's about a suffix Yom Tov, it's not a problem. Because one day it's not Yom Tov, so it could be okay to eat.
You're saying we shouldn't talk about it? You're saying it's something you're saying it's a problem, but we didn't talk about it.
What was that?
Somebody saying there's a problem, Yom Tov, Chavero, but we just don't talk about it because Rabba's judging a pasuk.
Right, exactly. Which is a deraisa.
Right.
So, therefore, we're not dealing with it because it's only the Rabbanan.
Right, but it does.
But it could be an issue, too. Right. Yom Tov Sheni, it'd also be a problem. But that's not our issue because it's not deraisa. And we want a source to be a deraisa. And what's a source to be a deraisa? That's Shabbos, Vabba, Yom Tov, which are both Mina Torah. As opposed to Yom Tov Sheni, where it's not. But we don't hold Yom Tov Sheni is a Safed Yom Tov. We hold that as Minhag of Aser B'Yadina.
Right.
No, that's Minhag. So, okay, let's end there. This was a great sugya. It's not an easy sugya. It's a bit of a complicated sugya called a Chana de Rabba. Just to reiterate, Chana de Rabba is min HaTorah. It even appears to be muksa min HaTorah, at least according to Rashi, and that you're not allowed to, everything has to be prepared and designated, and therefore if an egg is laid on Sunday, on Yom Tov, which is a Sunday, it was prepared and designated. It was prepared almost on Shabbos, or let me phrase it differently. I didn't have an ability to prepare and designate it because it was Shabbos. That's a better way of phrasing it. Again, even though I'm not actively doing anything, I need to be able to designate my food on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Requires designation, requires intent and intent and purpose. Since I was unable to do so because it was Shabbos, therefore this egg is forbidden. Oh, what about a regular Yom Tov? The Mishnah says Beit Hashanah Yom Tov. Doesn't just say Beit Hashanah B'Yom Tov Shlachar Shabbos. The answer is Gzera. Rabbah is made Gzera. That Atu. We're making Gzera and any Yom Tov because of Yom Tov that falls after the Holy Shabbos. And we said this is not a Gzera of a Gzera, just one Gzera. And therefore, you'd be allowed to eat the egg that was inside the mummy that you shechted on Yom Tov because that is so uncommon. We don't look in that case as the egg as being part of the gzera because it's an odd case. And again, although we do realize it's in both cases, it's not part of the mother. It's a separate entity. You have to say that. It's not like a chicken wing. It's not like a pulky. It's not like that. It's a separate entity. Yet nonetheless, it's such a one in a million case. There's no gzera in such a scenario.